You're holding Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, the new Perek HaKosef. The Mishnah says, HaKosef LeIshtoi, if a man writes to his wife, a shtar saying that Dinu Dvorim Ein Li B'Nechzecha, I do not want to have to do anything with your property. Like we learned before, that after Nisuyin, after you marry your wife with Nisuyin, a husband has three rights to his wife's property. First of all, that the property she owns, he has a right, the husband, to eat the peris. He has a right to plant it, and whatever grows, he eats. Secondly, there's a takana that the wife is not allowed to sell her property, or she can't give it away for a present. It's not chalas if she gives it away, calls the man she's married. And thirdly, there's a halacha that when a wife dies, the husband yashins his wife. These are the three things the husband has in his wife's property. So what about now? We'll see in the Gemara we're talking about that b'shas they were narusa. And after they made the kedushin, before they made the nesuyin, the husband wrote to his wife this, saying that dinu dvar mainly b'nechsecha, I don't want to have to do with your property. So the Mishnah says the halacha is still that hareza oichol peiros b'chayeha. The husband still has the right to eat the fruits of the property that belongs to his wife, calls the man she's alive. The yemesa, and when his wife dies, yarsha, he also yashins her, he inherits her property. So the Mishnah asks, imkein if so, loma kosov lo dinu dvar mainly b'nechsecha. What did the husband mean when he wrote in the shtar, he wrote down that I do not want to have to do with your property? Like if he has everything still, what has he given up? So the Mishnah says he's given up that shemochro v'nosnakayim. If she sells her property now, or she gives it away for a present, even though usually after the nesuyin, she's not allowed to sell it anymore, and if she does, the mechira is bottle. But over here, if she sells it or gives it away for a present, the mechira, the matana is okay. Because since the husband gave up his rights in the fields, therefore, imochro v'nosnakayim. That's what he's given up. What about kosav lo dinu dvorm ein li b'nechsecho over peruseihim? Let's say the husband wrote in the shtar to his wife that I'm giving up the rights. I don't want to use your property and the peris and the fruits that grow out of the property. So then the locher is hareze ein loyecho peris b'chayeho. He's giving up his rights. He's not allowed to eat anymore the fruits. It doesn't belong to him. The fruits of a property belong to her. But v'yemesa, if she dies though, yorsha, then he still has a right to yash and to inherit her property. Because he only said b'nechsech, which means that she can't sell it. She's allowed to sell it. Reza peruseya means calls the man that she's alive. He does not eat the peris. But the din of Yerusha, that husband still gets. What about now Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that lo'ilom oichal peri peris a'chiyichtav lo dinu dvorim ein li b'nechsecho u'v'peruseyim u'v'peruseyim adoilom. If you do, even though you're right, you don't want to have to do with her peris, true, you can't eat the fruits of the karka. But the secondary fruits, the peris, that the husband still could eat. Unless he writes clearly, I'm giving up my rights to eat the fruits, and the fruits of the fruits are there forever. Now exactly what is it called, the fruits, and what's called the fruits of the fruits? This the Gemara will explain later, that the fruits, that's poshid, what grows out of this land. If you have an orchard, and apples, oranges grow out of it, so the oranges, that's called the peris. Now, let's say there's too many oranges, so you sell the oranges and you get money. And with this money, you go and buy property. And now from this property again, grows up fruits. That's called peri-perisayim. So if you those, if the husband only wrote, he doesn't want to have from the peris, he's only giving up his rights to the petite peris. But if she sells them and gets money with it and buys new karka, and that grows up again, then those peris he does have a right to eat. Unless he writes that I don't have to do with your peris, over peri perisayim adelim. And the Gemara will explain if you have to say both peri perisayim and adelim also or not, or if only one is enough. That we'll see in the Gemara. Then the Mishnah says, what about kosav love, the husband writes to his wife, dinu dvorim ein li b'nechsecho, over peri perisayim, b'chayecho uver moisecho. The husband writes all this, I don't want to have to do with the fruits that grow out of your property, with the fruits of the fruits, when you're alive and even after you die. I don't want to have to do with your property. So then the Mishnah says, Einachanami, the husband loses all his rights. Einu oicho peris b'chayeho. He does not eat the fruits of the property when she's alive. V'yemesa, if she dies, einu yorsha, she does not yarshino. He doesn't have to do, he has to have nothing from her. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says no. That in Mesa, if she dies, even though he wrote down to her that I'm giving up my rights to have your property after you die, still he holds when she dies, Yarshena, the husband Yarshens, takes over her property. Why? He made a Tanai, he doesn't want it. Masna, Mashakosov, Batera. You're making a Tanai, you're saying something against what the Torah says. Like Pasha means Midiraisa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that a husband Yarshens his wife. But the Pasuk says, V'yorish Oysa, that a man Yarshens his wife. So since Midiraisa is a Din Yerusha, you have no right to be Masna against what the Torah says. And the Klal is, the Mishnah ends up that the Chol HaMasna, Mashakosov, Batera, Tanai bottle, whoever makes a Tanai, even in Dini Mamnis, what's going against the Torah, the locher is a Tanai's bottle. We don't listen to such a Tanai. So Lamaisa, when you marry your wife, Peshasta Nesuyin, you have these halachas that you Yashana. So therefore, even though you made a Tanai, you wrote to your wife, you don't want a Yashana, it means nothing. Still, you Yashin your wife when she dies. Now the Gemara will explain the whole Mishnah. Gemara says, first of all, Tony Rebbe Chia, Bechia learned, that Ho'aymel Liyishtoi, is not only like our Mishnah says, HaKlisav Lishtoi, if a husband wrote it down in the shtar and then gave it over to his wife, but the exact same halachas would apply even by Hoimer, if he just tells his wife these things. So Chiddush is, you don't have to bedavka write it down in the shtar like, even by Mira just saying it, it's enough. Now the Gemara is the Kashom, V'chikosav Lohochi my heavy. Even if, like our Mishnah says, that the husband writes it down on the shtar and gives it over to his wife, the Gemara is the Kashom, now so what? What does it mean? Nothing. My heve, the Yotanya would learn like this. Hoi milach haveroi. Dinu dvorim ein li. Al sadezu is two people. Ashut his partner in a field. And one person tells the other one now, tells his partner, I don't want to have to do with this field. Dinu dvorim ein li al sadezu. Like I'm giving up my rights for this field. Vi ein li esek boras. I don't want to have anything to do with it. Vi yodi misalekes himenu. My hands, I'm taking my hands away from it. So the halacha is, if he said any one of these three lashonos, is layom maklum, he did not say anything. Why? Because what you have to do is give it away for a present. You have to be makna, make a kinyan. And these lashonos, these ways of saying, means no kinyan. Rashi says, layom maklum, the enkan lashon matona, there's no lashon of a maton here. So that's the kasha in our Mishnah. How could you say cost of law, it helps, that the wife has the right to sell the property at least? When the husband says such a lashon, such words like dinu dvorim ein li b'nesecha should mean nothing. So the Gemara says, Amri dvar Rabbi Yani answers that the case of law v'yoida arusa. Our Mishnah is talking about that the husband writes it to his wife before nesuyin, when they're still only in arusa, only after the eris and only after the kedushin. And the savori is that when the husband marries his wife after the kedushin, he does not have the rights yet to enjoy her property. He first gets the rights after the nesuyin. So there's a difference. If you already have something like you're a partner, then to give it up, you have to have a lashon of a matan, you have to make a kinyan to give up what you have. You can't just say you don't want it. But over here, before the husband got the rights to use a property, if he says these words, he doesn't want it, that's good, like we'll soon explain. The Gemara says, Kine Rav Kana, like Rav Kana says, to Yomer Rav Kana says, that Nach lo habol yodom, mi mokim achar, a person that gets the Yerusha from another place. Another place means not the regular Yerusha, not the regular case when a father dies, that the son Yashin is his father. Like that's Midiraisa. That's not called Mimokam Acher from your works. That's automatic. Like everybody has a father. So when the father dies, the Yerusha goes down to the sons. Mimokam Acher means, let's say here, when the husband went to marry your wife. So when you married her, that's called Mimokam Acher. You had to do something to make this Yerusha. You had to marry her. Now when she dies, you get the Yerusha. So in such a case, the Yerusha Bo, Mimoka Macha, means from your own actions, and Rashi explains, we're going now because it's only at the Tekonas Chachamim, it's at the count of the day Tikkun Rabbonin, that the Rabbonin will Mesakin, that the husband has the right to Yashin his wife, therefore if he's Meichel, he's allowed to be Meichel. Something that the Rabbonin do for you, for your own sake, like you're allowed to say, I don't want it, don't do me no favors. So since it's only the Rabbanan de Galocha, therefore you have a right to say before the Rabbanan give it to you that you don't want it anymore. Like we'll soon see. So this is Rav Kana's Lashon. The Yom Rav Kana, that Nachlo Habo Liyodim Mokam Achar, is Odomasna Oleher Shalai Yerushenu, a person can make it tonight, he doesn't want to get this Yerusha. Uki the Rav, it also goes like Rav's Svara. The Yom Rav says, Hoi Mer Efshi. If somebody says, I do not want the favors, that the chachamim make me at the konas chacham. Sometimes, as Rashi says, shetiknu l'toivosi v'yena toivli. The rabbanon sometimes make the takana because they think it's good for me. But if I myself say no, it's not good for me, I'm allowed to say I don't want this takonas chachamim. To go in zoo like this case, we'll soon see what the case is. Yishoyim loy. Rav says yes, we listen to this person. That's Pshat now Mishnah also the same thing. That this is a takonas chachamim for the sake of the husband, that he has the right to eat the peiros of his wife's property. So if he says, before he gets the rights, before Nisun, I don't want it, even though it's not a good lashon of a matana, still it's enough that the Rabbanah do not give you the takana. So now the Gemara explains, Micah going zu, what is this case that Rav has set his case on? So Gemara says, Kud Rav Huna, like Rav Huna. Kud Rav Huna Marav. Tiyom Rav Huna Marav. Rav Huna says over the name of Rav. Yechoy li'ishu shetiyom alabayla. A wife could tell a husband that any nizaynus, don't feed me anymore. I'm not going to take any money from you, any food from you. Don't feed me anymore. But you should know, any yoisa, I'm not going to work for you anymore. The paycheck that I make, I'm going to keep myself. Now, the pshat is that this is a tekonas chachamim, that the chachamim wanted every wife to have what to eat. They know it's hard for her to make her own living. So they made a tekonah for her sake that the husband has to support her. And therefore, they made instead of that, that now her paycheck goes to the husband. But if the Isha says, the wife says, don't do me no favors, I don't want your support, I want to take care of myself, she has a right to do it. So you see, at the Konas Chachomim, when they do it for your sake, if you say you don't want no favors, don't do me no favors, it's okay. You're allowed to say no to the Konas Chachomim, even though it's not a Lashon Kinyan. So Gemara asks, if that's Pshat now Mishnah, Yochi is so, Afilu Nusuyanami? So why did we just get finished saying? Why was the first Teretz here? That Rabbi Yannai had an answer with talking about that you wrote to your wife when you're still only in Arusa, this Lashon of Dinu Dvor mainly B'nechsechom, even after they had Nesuyin, even after the husband has the right to schus to eat his wife's peiros, still, it's only at the Konas Chachamim. So Chur, if he says now he doesn't want it, it should also be enough. So the Gemara answers, Omer Abaye, Abaye says, I'll tell you, Nesuyo yodo iki yodo. No. By Nesuyin, once you make Nesuyin, then the pshat is your hand is like her hand. In other words, then your mamash have like a kinyan in the property. And once you have a kinyan, once you own it, then it applies a law. You can't just say you don't want it anymore. Once it's yours, you have to make a lashon of a kinyan, a shtar kinyan, to give it up. You have to be machmir to your wife. But before you make a kinyan, it's nothing, nothing's doing. In other words, that's that a wife could tell her husband, don't support me anymore. There's no kinyan over there. It's not the pshat the wife owns anything that she has to give up. It's every day, it's at the corner that the husband has to support her. So if the wife says, don't support me anymore, that's good. But here the pshat is, once they make nisuyin, the husband gets a rishus, gets like a kinyan in her property. So once he gets the kinyan, then he can't give it up anymore. Then it'll reply our kashi that you have to use the lashon of a matana. That's what Rabbi Yannai had to say that the Pshat now Mishnah is that you are giving up your rights before you even received a schus on the property. Before Nesuyin, the husband says, writes his wife, he doesn't want her property, he doesn't want the schus to eat the peiros. So if he does this beforehand, then that's called a good silik, like you don't want what Rabbanim want to give you. Rav Omar, Rav says another terrorist, this last kasha, why not even in Nesuyin? Rav Omar, Yodo, Yadifim Yodoi. No, his hand is even greater and even stronger than her hand. Not only are they like equal shutfis, like Abaye wanted to say, but Rav even says stronger. Rav says that his hand is even greater than her hand. Like he's the baal now, he's the owner now. And the Gemara says, Nafkumina, the difference between these two answers are the Shemeris Yavim, in a case where her husband died and the brother is still alive, so she's a Shemeris Yavim. The question is now, are they like shutfis or not? Could the Yovam make it tonight? He doesn't want to have the schus to eat the peiros of a property. If it's like a bayistam that yodo ki yodo, so he can't make the tonight anymore. But if it's like Rav, because it's yodo yadifu mi yodo, that you won't have by a shemeres yovam. By a shemeres yovam, you don't have this svara that his hand is greater than her hand yet. Right. Mor says, now we boil you. I have a question like this. On the last case, the Gemara we brought down, that if somebody, if one partner tells his other partner, I don't want to have to do with your property, with this property, it means nothing. That's not a loss and it's not a way of giving away a present. So therefore, it means nothing what you said, you still own it. But now we have a question, if you said this loss, or you even wrote it down in the shtar, you said, Ainli Esek, Ainli Esek Besadazu. but now we boil the hukonim yodoy mahu. You also made a kinyan. You took out your handkerchief like, and you made a kinyan chalipin. You also made a kinyan chalipin on this ksiva that you said, like yodoy misalekes imenu. So the question is, what did you mean to do when you made this kinyan right now? So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef holds that midinu dvorim konim yodoy. The handkerchief, the kinyan chalipin, now you only meant to make strong the words that you said. The words that you said, I don't want to have to do with this property, you wanted to make it strong. So therefore, again, nothing is chal. Since you didn't make a new kinyan like, this kinyan does not take effect. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says, no, I'll tell you, migufo shakarka konim yodoy. Since he took out his handkerchief now, like the kli, and made a kinyan chalipin, we say he meant more than just the lashon of dinu dvor mainly b'nechzecha. What he meant to say is that I'm giving you for present now my share in the property. So then it's called a good kinyan. That's Rav Nachman Svara. Since he made a ma'aseh kinyan here, is migufoy shal karka konim yodoy. And we'll soon see that's where we hold. So Amr Abaye, first Abaye says that Mistavro, the Svara, goes that Milsa the Rabbi Yosef. When should I hold like Rabbi Yosef that says that the kinyan is no good, that he only meant to be mechazik his lashon of yodim is lekas mimenu?